Limiting beliefs and me. I had a very interesting childhood. Growing up, I felt like a very lucky kid. My parents loved me and showed it. I dare say I was kind of spoiled. My mom did a great job of sheltering me from the realities of our world. It wasn't until I was 12 years old that I realized how different my childhood was from the norm. I grew up on welfare in a family where not one person had ever gone to college. I went to a high school where out of about 260 graduates in my class, maybe 40 went away to college despite having a great education system. Many people get stuck there. They think that it is the only place in the world. Many of them fall to peer pressure and become drug addicts or criminals. They create a limiting belief in their mind that living in that town and being a criminal is all they deserve. I could have easily just accepted that this was going to be my future, but something deep inside me never agreed with that. And my mother would have probably kicked my ass. I knew that I was going to achieve more, experience more. I earned an academic scholarship and went away to the University of South Carolina. At the start of school, I came in with the attitude that I was not going to be content with being mediocre. However, I soon got absorbed in typical freshman year shenanigans. I was, after all, at an SEC school with SEC tailgates. Partied a lot and lost sight of what I wanted in life. I still earned good grades, but I did nothing else to progress my future. I actually started to build limiting beliefs, doubting my aspirations and goals in life. It wasn't until I shattered my ankle being a drunken 19-year-old that I started to make a change. I couldn't walk for 4 months, which allowed for a lot of reflection. After deep moments of building limiting beliefs and depression, I had an epiphany. I was better than where I was at that time. A change in my life happened from that period on. During junior year in college, I joined the best internship on campus and had the unique opportunity to run my own painting company, which scared the hell out of me. I ran a $73,000 business as a 20-year-old and won the Performance Under Pressure Award with the company. I actually had to fire all of my employees and train all new ones in the middle of the season, which is almost unheard of. I was asked by this company to come back and teach others how to be just as successful as I was while running my own team again. As a consultant, coach, and manager, my team of 5 college students produced $365,000 in revenue in just 3 months, and I won the Executive of the Year award that year. At 22 years old, I moved to Boston and started a division of the same company I worked for in college. My partner and I built the new division to $1.2 million in revenue in 10 months. After that season, we decided to leave that business and put all of our money into starting a real estate development company, CC Solutions. We quit our jobs, bought a triplex, and started CC Solutions in the same week. It was a pretty crazy time for us. But all that success did not come without hardship. We struggled for months getting CC Solutions off the ground. Limiting beliefs began to creep into my mind. Maybe we weren't good enough. Maybe we were ignorant to start a business at 23 years old. We continued to push on as I unknowingly used the keys described below to work through these limiting beliefs. We survived a turbulent first year, and in our second year, the company earned $6.5 million in revenue. There were a lot of roadblocks, failures, like almost going bankrupt, and obstacles along the way. But I didn't let the voices in my head stop me from pursuing my dreams. I didn't let my limiting beliefs paralyze me. Though I still struggle and have doubts, I'm living an extremely fulfilled life. And it's all because I broke my limiting beliefs and my ankle and pushed my limits further than I ever thought possible. I didn't know it at the time, but I was focusing on the 5 key areas to break my limiting beliefs and drastically improve my life. From the point I shattered my ankle on, I made incremental steps to be the person I wanted to be. In this book, I will show you the 5 keys that literally saved my life. Quote, "Most great people have attained their greatest success just one step beyond their greatest failure." Napoleon Hill.